This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Americans buy a whole lot of Christmas trees, more than 33 million of them last year alone, which makes it a billion-dollar industry in this country. That is a lot of evergreen, if you will. Perhaps nowhere are Christmas tree sales more visible than on the streets of New York City, literally on the streets and sidewalks. But it's not all good Yuletide feelings in that business. Ike Sriskandaraja takes us inside the world of New York City's Christmas tree vendors.
Supriya and Vijay Lucknady walk through a narrow evergreen forest on a sidewalk in Brooklyn Heights. They stop in front of a 7-foot Fraser fir.
It's pretty full, you know, so even if you don't have that many ornaments on there, it still looks like a really healthy tree.
We just had our first kid, so it's a tree with an occasion now.
The Lucknadys are purchasing their family's tree from another family tree.
My family started in 1988 when I was about 13 months old.
Ellie Bishop, with baby in tow, helps run the stand with her mom and brother. These three generations of tree sellers manage a stable in Vermont the rest of the year. But Ellie explains that's not necessarily where the trees come from.
Well, it kind of works like this. Bunch of tree sellers all throughout the city get together. We buy from big tree farms in different parts of the country. These ones came from North Carolina, sometimes all the way from Oregon. Just depends where they're ordered from, where we get the best deal.
Ellie's supplier buys evergreens from wherever they grow the fastest. And the vendors, they come from wherever work during the winter is slow.
Selling trees really helps people get through January, February until they can get back to work in March.
Last year, Ellie's family sold about 300 trees, mostly priced between $55 and $140. It's not easy work, on the street, in freezing temperatures, 24/7 for most of December. Still, it's enough to lure seasonal workers from near and far.
I like my tree, all of them, yeah. I likewise they are furry and big.
Melanie Westerlope runs a stand in the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan. High-end trees here go for $400. Last year, she sold to Robert De Niro. It's the adventure, as well as the money, that lures hundreds of French Canadians to the city.
Our company, it's about 300 stands in the city, because we have 2 or 3 people by stand.
The company, called Forever Evergreen, is incorporated in Florida and supplies to all of the stands I came across, and owns hundreds of its own. The company is pretty secretive. They run a cash business that's largely unregulated and staffed by a migrant workforce.
My title is, a Christmas tree seller from the north.
Simon Durant also sells trees in Manhattan. I asked him why a Florida-based company buying trees from North Carolina wants French Canadians to sell Christmas trees in New York City.
They like a Quebecois with an accent on the street selling the trees and looking like a North Viking. That's what they like. And it works. It works. People like to buy trees from us.
Simon, who's a carpenter in Quebec the rest of the year, doesn't mind living out of his van for a month. He estimates he makes $17 an hour for the season. But there are other perks for these French-speaking, pine-scented gentlemen.
Girls here are very attractive. I mean, they're very beautiful. You know, they don't see often people like us cutting trees with a saw, and sometimes it looks like it impresses some people.
In New York, I'm Ike Sriskandaraja for Marketplace.